Hi everyone, and welcome to The Why in Your 20s.
This is Bib.
And Nat here. We are two counselors in our 20s navigating our adulthood away from our home country.
This is where we explore questions that might come across in our 20s, including relationships, identities, and all kinds of uncertainties.
Some topics will be fun, others can be a bit scary and uncomfortable, but sit with it, because that's when we learn and grow.
But just a friendly reminder, the information presented in this podcast is for general information purposes only. If you're struggling, please seek professional help.
We might not have everything figured out, but together, we can make this journey less lonely and scary.
So welcome on board,
and let the journey begin! Welcome everyone to another episode.
Yay! Wow. Great. You sound very enthusiastic.
I am.
What are you? Did that sound?
You sounded less enthusiastic
than her. It always sounds like that.
You sounds want me like, to fake?
Sounds like I'm putting a gun in your head.
We have to do this podcast together.
Okay, you do again. You do again.
Okay.
Okay, let's not pretend. Let's,
take two.
Yes.
All right. Take two.
This is how they do it in the movies. You got it right.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone.
Whoa! Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. Let's do it.
That was definitely fake.
Yeah, that's not genuine. So that is.
Ambulance timing.
The ambulance doesn't like how you introduce
it's
us.
It's alerting you.
Yeah, it's telling you you're fake.
It's telling me? It's telling you.
It's telling you to be genuine.
Okay, whatever. Let's not go into that. But we have a special guest today.
Yeah. Yeah?
Woohoo. Sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
You guys are both looking at me like in anticipation. Do you want me to introduce myself?
No, the ambulance is still going on.
Yeah.
Oh, it left. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh.
We're in the city, it's unavoidable anyway.
Yeah. Yes, we have a special guest. She's joined us for an episode in season one. Yeah, and we talked about how... What?
Avoidance.
Emotional avoidance.
Yeah.
It was very fun to edit. So I'm looking
It's always good to have guests.
Yeah. So we're not that...
Boring.
Insecurity.
No, we're just owning up to it.
Yeah. I'm a proud, boring person.
Okay, whatever. Let's see if Rads think
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
Right. Actually, that's a very good segue. Yay! For today's topic.
We're getting better.
Which is friendships.
I think we've talked about friendship before.
We did, but we want to dive a bit more deeper.
Yeah, as usual.
Well, it's actually not that deep, but we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll go deeper than we thought.
Mm.
Do you agree with her, Rats? That she's a boring person?
Actually, we need to talk about what we're talking today.
Friendships! Okay, you go.
Maybe?
No, you go.
Navigating friendships in your 20s. Does that make it better?
Actually, yeah, it's basically just friendship.
I don't know.
No, but I don't think you've ever mentioned.
She did!
Oh, listen to me when I talk.
Okay,
just moves and then you don't
I apologize.
No sound.
I apologize. Okay, do you agree?
No, I do not. Why do you think you're a boring person? I honestly wouldn't be friends with you if you were boring.
Were you actually?
Yeah. I mean, now it's too late. But now you're just a part of my life. But initially, like, if I felt... Why would you hang out with someone if you thought they were boring?
To try it out. Just to see if you're wrong. Mm.
Or, like, just convenience.
Huh?
Like, because we are, like, a big class. So you got to be friends anyway.
We're the few Asian people.
We gotta stick together.
We gotta have each other's back. You know?
I think most of us are Asian though in our course.
No, I would say like
50%.
Well, all the international students, I guess.
Yeah.
And 90% of the international students. So let's say 40%.
Okay.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does, for sure. Anyway, no, but it's still a choice.
That's true.
Out of 50 people to choose to hang out with someone, it's not just convenience. You can say I'm friends with her for convenience. Because I live with her, so I don't have an option.
That's not true anymore.
Now we know it's not true. But anyway. So, it's always a choice then.
That is true.
It's always a choice.
Even if convenience, you can still choose...
Not to engage. Yeah. Because if you think about it, we meet so many people at university, especially in foreign universities. It's like you're constantly meeting new people. Or not at all.
Yes.
So that is also like, you know...
Wait,
like
why did you look at me when you said not at all?
Because I thought I was staring at Nat too much. Not because I think you don't have friends.
No, but subconsciously.
You was like, not at all. And she just shifted her head.
Yes, me. Babe, you have no friends.
Yeah.
But like genuinely, like at university settings, it's so easy to not make any friends at all. Mm. Or make lots of friends, but not have genuine connections with them. But now is it okay if I looked at you? But so it's always a choice to engage in a friendship. At least I think. What do you guys think?
I agree. I mean, now you talk about it, I'm like, yeah.
You're very easily influenced.
Maybe I just don't think much to begin with.
That's so untrue. You think so much.
But yeah, I think at first, like shallow-wise, I would just talk to everyone. But then whether I would take the effort to maintain the friendship, that's a different story.
Fair enough. What do you do?
What do I do? Like,
do you feel like friendship is a choice?
Friendship is definitely a choice. Like, to me, if I consider it as a friendship, it means it's important to me. Or else they're just people that I know or talk to.
Mm.
So it's a very conscious choice for me.
I think it depends on how you define friendship. Because for say I live in college, that's like a big group of people that you see each other 24/7. And you have dinner and have meals together, you definitely closer to some people, but you also need to sit with other people because you're like a whole gang.
You got no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I don't have choice for that because my friend might be friends with that person that I don't friends with.
Mm.
And then we just automatically becomes friends, quote unquote friends. So sometimes you don't really have a choice, but... That depends on how you define friends.
Yeah.
On your own.
Friendship and also maybe life stages as well, because in a college setting, we're all often in undergraduation. Like, even I had that experience, and I would say that, yeah, it's very easy to, I guess, be around people, but not make the intentional investment into a friendship.
Yeah.
It's just someone you're hanging out with or spending time with, but it's not necessarily a friendship in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
So life stages makes a difference. I guess at this stage in our lives, when time feels more...
And energy have less.
Yeah. Time feels more precious, energy feels less. You spend most of your day at work, so then friendship becomes a little bit more intentional.
Mm. Mm. That is true.
So how... Like you said, you would spending a bit more time if you feel like it's worth the investment, right? In that friendship. Yeah. So how do you determine that it's worthwhile?
I'm not sure. I guess it's not very conscious.
Mm.
The decision to meet up with someone or to engage more in conversation might be like a bit more conscious in the sense like we should make plans, we should do something together.
Mm.
But it's not very like I sit down and I think
This
person is worth my time, I'm going to do something with them. Message sent. But it's more of like if you find common interest, if you find shared language in some ways, you end up making like it becomes a very natural evolution. But yeah, that's what I found, at least.
So, let's say for the first time you talk to someone, you don't actually find a common interest. Does that happen?
I mean, work settings. Okay. Yes.
How about social settings?
Yeah, I think it does.
So, if you don't find that common interest, do you continue to make conversation next time?
Probably not. And if we don't find common interest or we don't find shared connection, it's very likely that our paths are also not going to cross again.
Right.
And I think the conversation won't, the initial conversation won't last long anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I've definitely had conversations like that where it doesn't really lead anywhere because there was nothing where either neither party was interested or it didn't, like, we didn't find any common shared interest. Or even, like, to your point, it might not be shared interest, but you might find the other person interesting to ask more questions about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So you might have not also found them.
That's true.
You're not be curious enough about their life.
It's really interesting.
Is it interesting?
Okay, no, I shouldn't start with that because then the expectation is always high.
I have no expectations. Please go on.
Yeah.
I have a friend that I'm still in touch with now. We started because we met each other in lecture, like undergraduate lecture, and I have no intention to make new friends at that point because I stay in college, so people are everywhere. It's very terrible to say, but I don't need more friends at that time. But she keeps texting me. Not in a bad way, but like just check in to see, oh, do you want to catch up and stuff?
She's very proactive.
She's very proactive in that sense. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, there's no harm, you know, catching up. And I didn't really keep contact. And then in a while, and she contacted me again, and then we just gradually become friends. But in the beginning, we don't have any common interest. The only common interest we have is, it's not even an interest, like we met in like a marketing class. I'm not really interested in marketing. But I just don't know, somehow we just, the more we meet, the more common interest that I found we have.
You're gonna kill me for this, but in some sense, if you spend enough time with a person, you can find enough commonality because human experiences are similar at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, general human experience, living life is similar.
Being born.
Being
complaining about life.
Living. Yeah, everybody has their own, like, grievances about life, for example. And if nothing else, you can talk about that. But there has to be either you keep meeting, like you did with your friend, through one person's initiation, or like a setting, like a class or a work setting, made sure that you keep having that contact.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like some other, like, external factors can also influence that friendship.
What about you? Okay, never mind.
Are you asking what about you meeting us?
Yeah, meeting Nat.
Why meeting
Nat? And
Viv. Because you probably met her in a different circumstances where you met me, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we first met?
So, no, I do. I don't remember talking to you for the first time, but I remember you being you on the screen. In the sense
that freaking screen.
So, for context, we all met online first in our master's program.
Yeah.
And I remember Nat just sitting in a very tiny cubicle, looking sort of formalish.
Very formal.
Yeah, very, very formal, very, very, like, to the point. And I did not think she was as young, for one. Like, I genuinely thought you were older. Because of how formal and, like, to the point, like,
She looked mature.
She looked very mature.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
That was all the surface.
Yeah.
That's a first impression of me.
That's a very good impression.
Yeah, that's a very good, like, you give off that vibe. That's great for a work setting. That was, but I don't think we had actual, like, one-on-one conversations online.
No.
Until you guys came here.
Yeah, until we came here. And I think
I don't even remember.
We didn't speak until Noosa.
Yeah, because we went to Noosa quite soon, you guys arrived.
Yeah. So our first interactions were on a trip together. The reason we went on that trip was because my other housemates met you guys in a tutorial.
Yeah.
I didn't actually meet you guys. So for me, it was like, oh, cool, strangers, let's go.
Okay. So you were the other... You were just basically excited to meet new people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did know of you because of the master's course, but I was not the initiator of that plan. So, yeah, I guess the first time we actually spoke would have been Noosa.
And how did that conversation go? Or, like, do you remember any... Did you guys talk during the trip?
Of course, with
each other, like just the two of you, not in a group setting though.
I'm sure we did, when we do hike or stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure we talked, but I don't remember having like any. The only thing I remember, honestly, from that trip is Nat being obsessed with dogs and taking pictures of that strange dog on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
Oh. Your first impression on me is a mature adult and love dogs.
Yeah, at least one of them is true.
That is true. The other one is not true.
And through the first conversation that you remember, do you remember that?
Not at all.
Oh, wow, okay. So you don't have much...
I didn't. It wasn't a very conscious, like, removal of that mature identity. Okay. I think it just happened gradually, meeting in class, going out for brunch and stuff like that.
I think my first impression on you, I don't know when it started, but I think you are a person that's very easy to talk to.
Aww,
like, you feel comfortable even though I don't know you. Like, it's not, like, awkward to have that conversation.
That's entire goal in life, so thank you.
Goals are very
awkward. Yeah. Okay, goals with when I'm meeting new people. That's like, okay, it's not my life goal, but... And I get very offended when I don't come across it. But that's good, thank you.
I'm glad I didn't offend you.
Okay.
So what's your first impression on Viv?
So Viv denies this to this day, but we did meet online. Like, we had a one-on-one conversation because I remember the setting. Like, she was sitting in her room and we did a role play together, but Viv has no memory of this.
You don't really have much memory of it either.
I remember feeling like you were a very busy person. Because at that time you were doing like placements and stuff like that as well, or at least...
Oh yeah, I was volunteering at two different organizations at that time.
So were you busy? But that's it. Like, we barely remember it, but my impression was that she's pretty busy. And that she's a good practitioner because we did a role play together and that went well. And I don't remember after we came here... When did we first talk?
Do you guys went to orientation together?
Oh yeah, wait.
So we worked together at the student services.
For our placement.
For our placement. And for the orientation for student services. At orientation, we sat together. Because we went to the library. We were doing an online orientation to the student services like group.
And it was online?
Yeah. So, but we met up at the university and we went to the library.
Oh, wait, it was you? I remember meeting someone.
Yes, it was me.
Ah, cool.
This is the second time this is happening in 2 weeks where she had another memory and she was like, was that you? I don't remember.
No, but to be fair, you do the same thing. She kept talking to me. It's like, oh, I remember I told you this. But she didn't talk to me. It wasn't a conversation with me. It was a conversation with you, Nat.
Huh?
She's just being racist. Okay. Like, two other people are exactly the same. You know what?
So she did the same?
No, she did. So you can't actually have a first impression of me because you kept confusing me with another friend.
I do have a first impression. So wait, so your first impression of me is just me being a very busy person?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Sorry. But very at the Noosa trip again, like if I was to not speak of the orientation process, I thought you were very nice because you initiated a lot of conversation, you were very curious, and I thought you were very like easy to talk to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not one of my goals in life, make other people feel easy to talk to me. But one of my goals is being very approachable and not busy.
What's your first impression for Red Star?
Okay.
I don't think it's accurate because she never knew who I was. But anyway, we can pretend.
But this. From the get-go that you notice who she is.
Okay, so one of the memories that I remember of you, because at first I just kept mixing you up with another friend. But the first exact moment of, oh, like, this is Rads, is me observing one of the sessions. She made a very great impression of me as a practitioner.
Is it online or when you guys already met? When I was doing placement. Ah, what's your impression on her?
Like, it was a very good practitioner. She just did exactly what was supposed to be done.
Aw, thank you.
So a good student, a good...
No, a good counselor.
Counselor.
I'm sure you're a good... Actually, I don't think you're a good student. Sorry, I take that back. You're not a good student, but you're a very good practitioner.
That's fair. Thank you.
Is that your goal?
to be a good practitioner? Should be one of my goals.
Wait, so your goals is... What do you want? Like, our goals is to be a bad practitioner?
That would be very, very sad.
Very bad for your clients and your lawyers.
No, that's the difference. I want to be a good practitioner, and my goal is to be a good practitioner. There's a difference on that. All right, let's don't go.
Okay. First impressions, you'll be.
Yeah, but that's the first impression, okay. And yeah, I think it just made a very good, big impact. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I think all the first impression is actually quite nice.
Well, not always.
It's not too bad, I guess.
Hey, I also said the good role play. I thought you were good at the role play.
I think you're just being kind.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not known for that.
Rephrase the narrative. Being busy can just be being productive. Because my first impression on you, you are a very organized person.
Isn't that rich?
Wow.
Because our first interaction is online tutorial, and then you also organize like a role play between the other classmates. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, wow, this girl is so organized. I have all the Zoom links sent and and initiate to, you know, practice. So organized.
Yep. Absolutely right.
Yeah, that's my first impression on you. What a lie.
Hey, excuse you.
Yes, you want to defend yourself?
I can be organized.
You can pretend to be organized, Viv.
Yeah, okay. I'm not a very organized person.
But that's my first impression on you.
Okay, wow. I actually don't remember doing that. My first impression of you online is probably this person ignored my text. Because I remember taking that initiative to text someone.
Oh.
Well, I think I texted a few people, but then
she
was one of the few people I texted.
Oh, wow.
And she ignored me for a few days.
Wow. Really? That's terrible.
Yeah.
But that sounds like me.
Especially when you first meet a new person, right?
When you're starting a new course, when everyone wants to meet new people.
Why? Yeah, it was during that time. Yeah. 100%.
Did you take it personally?
Oh, no. I was just like, wow, this... Well, I didn't take it personally. I just blamed it on, oh, this Hong Kong person is so annoying. Like, that's why I don't want to be friends with Hong Kong people.
Fair enough.
But to be fair, my first impression on you, I don't want to be friends with you either.
Being very organized? Why not?
No, but I can just, like, classmate, but I don't see you as someone that I can...
That's true.
That I can be friends with long term.
That is true, because the first impression, like face-to-face wise, do you remember the first time we met?
Well, we met in Fa La 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 La.
Yeah. So we, maybe like second or third week?
Okay.
I don't remember when I first got here.
Yeah.
We organized to meet up and to...
Just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Oh. You took an initiative again after rejection.
I don't know.
You initiated.
Oh, me?
Yes, I don't want to be friends with you.
I think
probably won't initiate it.
I don't think so. I think I posted something and you asked me if I were in.
Wow.
Did I?
I'm very surprised someone, like, taking initiative after being...
Well, no, after that we talked a bit more. Okay. And I was like, okay, no, this person, I don't want to be friends with.
Wow.
Not like friends as in...
Yeah.
like actually have her in my life.
Yeah.
But people that I talk to, she's a genuine, like, kind person, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you are too.
Grace safe, Grace safe. No, but we met there. Yeah, I remember. And that's to date. That is the few times that we spent time alone without talking about the podcast. Actually, no, that's the first time. Oh. Once. That's the only time.
Really?
I feel.
Wow.
I feel.
That is not true.
And that was over 2 years ago.
That is not true.
That is not true. We have Laksa together.
When?
Last year.
No, we talked about the podcast already started and we still talk about the podcast.
Oh, we also talk about other stuff.
Yeah, no. My
Without the podcast bringing you together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I don't even know who you are before the podcast.
Yeah, so that was the first impression.
Okay.
I was like, this person is so annoying.
Even at Falalala?
Yeah.
Oh.
She feels like a narc.
What is a narc?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Someone who rats people out, like teacher's pet.
What is that?
Someone
like,
who...
goody shoes, like the yeah. good student.
Oh, that's a high.
Yeah, someone who likes being...
Stuck up.
Stuck up, yeah.
Ah.
Like if you saw someone smoking, you'd go and tell the teacher. Would you?
And I feel like she is. She was a prefect.
So was I, but I would still not do it.
No, but in Hong Kong, if you're the prefect, you have to do those stuff. You are the narc.
No, I still think you can choose not to because...
You can, but
you can.
She won't.
So your first impression was correct.
So we shared like our first impression of each other. Do you feel it's accurate?
Accurate as in the first impressions?
Yeah. Oh, versus definitely. Now.
Definitely not. You guys are batshit crazy.
Excuse you?
Yes. Do you disagree?
Yeah.
Defend yourself.
Defend yourself.
The existence of me, it's already an argument.
I disagree. I think the more you learn about a person, I don't think it's ever happened in my life that the first impression has stayed consistent forever.
Mm,
like,
that's true.
It's just part of it. First impression is a very, like, initial impression, I guess,
yeah.
of the person, and it's just the first layer. But the more time you spend with them, the more you find out about them, the more layers. Every person has layers to them. Nobody is as transparent. And yeah, so you just learn more, and it's not possible to keep the first impression consistent. That might be still true about them.
But you add on to
but
it.
You add on more nuance to it as to why they're like that, for example. And that could be not pleasant reasons, even though, like, for example, being responsible is a good thing. But why you're responsible might not be a good thing. So.
True.
Yeah.
Do you still think she's, her first impression is still true?
Like, she's busy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it changes from time to time. Like, there has been certain parts of the year when she has been very busy versus, like, I've seen her consciously decide not to be very busy. So it has definitely changed over time. And again, like, it's a very fluid thing. But I don't think that's the impression she would give other people, for sure.
So what do you think her impression... What's your impression to her now?
In terms of...
Like...
As a person?
Yeah, like, who do you think she is as a person?
Someone who is approachable.
Sure.
No, it's true. Like, someone who's very inquisitive, curious, approachable. I know you'll die, but kind. And yeah, someone that I depend on for my venting. Yeah. So, you have achieved your life goal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm not going to be nice so because that feels unnatural. But also someone who's very chaotic.
Yeah.
Not busy, but chaotic. That's the word I would choose.
Maybe you just mistook busy
yeah.
at the beginning.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. What about you for with? Do you still not want to be a friend?
No.
It could still be true. She's just talking to me because of a podcast. She needs to achieve that part of her goal of her
life goals.
Yeah.
Just so happens the other person is me.
I think I'll say something that I'll make you cringe. So make sure you take that sleep folder and put it down. I will say it's very different now. I think she's definitely not organized, but like I think definitely agree. Like she's very kind. I think that's little things that you did that I think not many people have done before. Mm. Like sometimes for say if I'm walking and like there's random weird drunk people walk past, she will push me away. Like or yeah. like she will I think you're more aware of the environment and you care for people around you. I think that's something that I rarely have friends done it before.
Aww.
So I think the kind I would say is that.
Is that what you made you want to be friends with her?
No.
Kindness? No, I'm genuinely curious because your first impression was so anti-boo. What like led to that change of like wanting to be friends?
To be very honest, I think it's her craziness. We only start getting closer when we friends with the other friend. And when three of us are together, we are crazy.
Mm.
And that I slowly realized, okay, maybe this person is quite interesting.
So the first 6 months.
We've been talking.
Yeah. No, we've gone on a trip together.
Yeah, someone that you... Yeah, someone just to be there.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. You can be in my life, but I don't want you to.
Went on brunches together, which is yeah, like holy. Yeah.
Because it takes me longer to... It's very easy if you, I'd be friends with you, but it takes me longer to, okay, you can actually be friends with me. Well, I think that takes a bit longer then. But I think it's since then, and then I still, I go on phases with Viv, like...
So because I don't like her, because it's okay, you can be my love, you just stay there. I'll see how it goes.
No, listen, because of the craziness, I'm like, okay, this girl I can be, like, closer to. But then I'm like, okay, my definition of friendship, like closer friendship is different from just friendship.
Okay.
But then some of, since I'm like ticking boxes or something. But some part of her is not ticking the boxes of my closer friendship columns, which is, I don't really know much about her. Like I can have fun with her, but I don't know deep about her life or who she is or... what are her struggles, because she never shares it. And until we start the podcast, we start talking more, then I'm like, oh, okay. She comes back.
She ticked out the boxes.
Yeah, she ticked out the boxes. But I think that's why I say I go on faces, because I'm like, okay, I don't sit in the room and think about and take the boxes. But
I feel like you do that with every single person in your life. Oh, this person meet this box, but not this one, so I'll put you in a maybe column.
She goes to her WhatsApp list and she's like, okay, time for your again.
Starts from A.
Delete contact. Actually, that reminds me though, like just a tangent from that. Like, you know how Instagram has that close friends?
Yeah, so you make use of it.
Yeah, because like... that actually is a defining factor, I guess, for me. Because, like, if I put you on my close friends, then, like, I don't mind sharing my life. Because I only post stuff on it. Like, whatever social media, I am very minimalistic on social media. But if I ever do post anything, it's on close friends.
How many close friends you have?
40.
Oh.
But that includes my family as well.
No, that's still...
That's a lot.
Yeah, thank you. But, like, it's from, like, all three different phases of life. Like, school, college, and masters.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
So, accumulatively. So, it's not like I'm in touch with every single person on that list. But those are people that I have, at some point in life, had a real connection with. And I don't mind sharing what's happening now. And I think they would be genuinely curious about what's happening. Actually, that's my metric. Like, I have, like... maybe about 1,000 people, because I went to a really big school and like I've always been part of like really large communities. So I have lots of followers on Instagram, and like similarly I follow lots. But I think that group of 40 people would be interested.
Mm.
Like genuinely, it wouldn't be just a swipe, but they would actually be interested in knowing what's happening.
That is true. You posted so many pictures, I swiped through all of them.
Thank you.
Wow.
That is actually very true.
Yeah. So that's my, I guess, I don't go through the WhatsApp checklist, but
you
I
go
have,
through your Instagram.
But I have gone through my Instagram to say, yes, they'd be interested.
I think we skip a lot because you haven't shared your impression now for Rez
both
and
of you?
Me.
Yeah.
Did you like both share?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you share about her?
Oh, I haven't.
Did she share about her?
I think not much has changed.
Okay.
I think my impression to you is very...
Consistent,
but maybe add a little bit craziness on top.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think it would be concerning if that was not true.
But I think it's still a person that's very comfortable that you can talk to, and you're still achieving your goal.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Mm. Thank you. Oh, so nice. This podcast is all about my validation.
I'm not gonna validate you.
Okay, whatever. No, I think.
Oh, no, I need to add another one. Very last minute. Like, it scares me sometimes. Like, I think I've never met anyone that have done things that last minute and still chill about it. Maybe you are stressed indeed, but
not really.
Sometimes I'm stressed on your behalf.
No, fair enough. Was it the visa?
No, stuff with assignments. Like the whole, you guys, like.
No, don't bring me into it. I was a very good student, man.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's very different from how I know.
Yeah.
But in a good way, is you're quite spontaneous as well. So that's good.
I think there's both good and bad sides, because I'm going to say I cut the visa thing quite close. I admit that.
Very close.
Very. Yeah, for context, I submitted my work visa application 1 week. No, 5 days before my student visa expired.
You're a risk taker.
Yes, I love taking risks.
That's true. You want to share yours?
Definitely not mature. Or organized or formal.
You don't think I'm organized?
Well, yes, organized, yes.
Okay, thank
I guess
you.
More not from like a mature side. That organization comes from a very like chaotic,
side.
Like, if I'm not organized, things will not go right. And not because of the purpose of life.
I'm just put together.
Yeah, put together. So the complete opposite of that.
I can't defend myself on that, so.
I don't think you can. I don't think it would be right to. But at the same time, I think what you said for Viv actually very differently kind. Like, in the sense, like, let me explain myself.
Yeah,
like,
yes,
gestures
please.
That I wouldn't expect others to do. Like, for example, when you've delivered baked goods, they're the cutest thing ever. And I've not had anyone just drop by to give a cookie and enough sugar, so it's very nice. I love that, and like that way, I mean, like very unexpectedly nice and kind. So despite the chaos,
I think all of us here are very chaotic.
Yeah,
everyone is chaotic in their own way.
That is true.
But yeah,
but you know what? You can be friends when you accept how chaotic the other person is.
Yeah, if you can handle the other person's chaos.
Yeah, handle. I think accepting might be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Because then you're just validating some of their dysfunction.
True.
But, like, their chaos doesn't overwhelm you, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think we've also had opportunities to... You always say that you love deep conversations. And I think... I've not had anyone formally call it that, but still, like, that's ways of connecting, and I think we've had lots of opportunities for that, and that lets me see the kindness and all the nicer qualities that you have. Even the organized chaos, that also you can only see when you really get to know you. Otherwise, you can be perceived as a very organized person from a very formal setting.
Mm.
Mm. So that's also an opportunity not everyone gets.
That is true.
And Vivian?
Oh, I thought you were going to add something else.
No.
You
I'm done.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I think, I forgot. Oh, the first impression is a good practitioner. That hasn't changed for sure. I get to know you a bit more after moving in and living with you and seeing the other side of you, which you both mentioned, the chaotic side, and I think I really enjoyed that. just not the surface, not it's not surface, but more of the way that we act in front of other people outside of quote-unquote home. And yes,
now why you need to put quote-unquote home?
To make it easier to say.
And it's okay, I don't know, I'm sorry,
it's fine.
You're definitely a very approachable person and someone who will be very easy to talk to, and encouraging as well. But whenever I see someone like that, I'm very skeptical of them. That's, yes, you can be that,
yeah.
And I don't deny that, but there's definitely another side,
yeah.
That is a bit different. Yeah, I don't think I'm answering the question, but...
It's fine.
Aside from answering your question, I think I feel very privileged in seeing that part.
Aww.
And through different, because I know that side of you, through other actions or through other things that you do, I can see, I feel like you are a very courageous person. You can say it's a risk taker person, but I think it's a very courageous person in taking different steps in growing or moving forward in your life.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's very different. I think at the very beginning, first impression, it was just a very professional side.
Yeah.
Which, it's great, but also I think now it's just knowing you a bit more on a personal level. Yeah.
Aww. Look at me. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's so kind.
Okay.
Wow, that's a...
Yeah.
That's a lot. Mad!
Okay. Yes. First impression was not wanting to be friends. Has definitely changed. over time, I don't actually know what my impression of you now is. I would agree with Rad, where you're very chaotic inside. And to mask it is to be extra organized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to calm yourself and regulate.
I think I only know this part of myself recently.
And I don't accept it. I get very annoyed with it.
I can tell. We are talking about record. I can sense your discomfort and frustration few days ago, because we are talking about recording this episode, and I'm actually not sure about this topic, because usually I have a kind of rough idea and say, okay, this will be a good one.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this episode, I'm not sure. And then she's like frustrated. She's like, just tell me it's a yes or no.
I didn't do that immediately. I asked her if she wants to change the questions, adapt it, or completely scrap it.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that. Like, even though I can notice that you're frustrated, I appreciate you saying that, because I would rather you being that than just being nice to me and just say nice things, you know? Not that
how
you're saying...
How do I say nice things about that?
Like, just like, oh, it's fine. Like, oh,
yeah, it's fine. Really either way, it's fine. But I just wanted, like, what I said in the text, like, I wanted an answer. Yeah. In comparison to proposing a problem, why not just tell me the answer that you probably have already in your mind?
Okay, that's another topic that we need to discuss. Because you probably think I already have an answer in mind.
You probably have, but you might not be aware of it.
But like, most of the time,
why not think through?
I'm
first.
Indecisive.
Yeah,
so.
Think through first before you speak. And it's not even speaking, it's texting. Take your time, man.
That's the one advantage of texting. Yeah,
take your time. I don't mind you not responding, as you can tell.
Because she still took the initiative.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that. I could not defend myself.
No, but I think even through, going back to the impression now, or more like how I view you is, yes, I can still be, like, most of the time I would display annoyance or being like making fun of you or different things. Aside from that, I think you're someone that I actually really respect.
Oh. The surprise.
Like, I actually respect the, like, the opinions or the things that you say. Maybe not stories wise.
Really?
But yeah, like respect, like even like the questions that you ask me or the different suggestions that you give me. Like, I do respect it. I might not agree with it from time to time, uh-huh, but I still respect it a lot.
Why didn't I give you a suggestion?
Just through, like, through asking questions, like, oh, why not try this? Or, what have you done? Or, like that. So through those, like, it's not specific that I can think of. Other than respect, it's, I can, there's a lot of things that I can learn from you in, I think Vads can also learn from you, is that sharing your life. And I've never seen someone so like, you're so free to share your life, which I'm not saying it's a bad thing, it's just such a positive thing. I can't see myself doing. So it always amazes me how you can do it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so natural.
Yeah. No, I agree. It takes, again, I say to your point, it takes a lot of courage to do that.
Yeah.
And we collectively admire that.
I think I'm the opposite. I'm like, I'm shocked, like, you guys don't share. No, like, mostly you.
Okay, let me ask a question.
Okay.
What has she shared with you?
What?
Okay, she don't take the initiative to share, but when I ask, she's willing to share.
That's true. Thank you.
In more depth.
Than you.
What? If you ask me questions, I will share.
Yeah, but I need to ask the exact question for you to share that.
Craft a question.
Yeah.
Well, how was work?
It's good.
I know. I was just making a joke because you have no other answer to that.
But I think we all have different ways of, like, sharing our life. Mm-hmm. I think for you, you take the initiative to connect with people in person.
Mm.
That only gives me the chance to share my life to you. But I don't take that. I'm such a passive, which is a terrible thing, but I'm a very passive friend. Like, I don't take initiative.
I don't know why. I
don't know. I think of ghosting.
I don't know.
No, it feels like how you would react to a younger sibling, honestly, because I would make faces at my brother if he said something like that. Passive friend, that's one way of defining yourself.
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
But yeah, that's...
It was very surprising. I've never heard even my best friend say that. Okay, that might not be true. It's very rare people say they respect my opinion. Like, I've never heard people, or rarely heard people say that.
Oh, it's a good reason to have her around then.
Like, through the face, I'm up there now.
You checked the box, right?
Yes. So I said that just through attacking the box.
So the way to get Nat to like you or be your friend is to appease her.
No, but I might find it fake if you do it too much.
Ah, so you have to find the right balance.
You need balance.
You have to be mean and also respectful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't usually say this
in
like a natural setting. I would never. I think I've seen you do like kind gesture all the time, but I wouldn't say, "Oh, it's such a really nice of you to do it." But I wouldn't say that on the spot. So
that would be weird. Really, please don't do that. Please
do it to Rad. Whenever you see her do a gesture,
that
please.
Is not happening.
Please do it.
Right now, my body is so confused because we're recording. And I have no escape.
Please. I know. It's a request.
You want me to read out affirmations to you?
All right. Yeah. Okay. So I think through that, we kind of shared really, what are some of the things that we like about each other?
Mm.
Some of the traits or values that we see in each other that we want to keep each other around?
Yeah.
I mean, with friends, there's no... Well, there's no running away because we live together.
Mm.
True.
But yeah, I think even living together, you can still maintain that friendship. That takes another level as well.
Mm.
But yeah, so today, I'm just going to wrap up because it is getting a bit late.
Mm.
But yeah, we went through the first impressions in comparison to the impression or how we feel each other now. As you can see, it's quite different and it adds on to the different layers as Brad mentioned. And I'm sure there are more layers to us outside of how we feel each other within the three of us. But in the meantime, do take care. Go try new things. I'm saying it, but I'm not actually doing it. But it's okay. You can do it.
I think if you're really desperate, you will do it.
It's a very weird way of phrasing it. If you're very motivated, please do so. Please, in the meantime, do take care of yourself. If you're that desperate, like you're that desperate, I think maybe focus on yourself and just finding a bit about yourself first.
Mm.
And then you become motivated in sharing that part of you with other people. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. You can check us out on Instagram, whyinyour20s.podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Bye!